Today's daf in Masechet Kedushin, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Chof Zayin, and we're right smack bang in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of Kinyan Agav. And the question that we wanted to determine was whether Kinyan Agav means that it's just a formality that as one goes through the Etzem Kinyan on the Mekarkin, that the Metaltim are the Ikdim, wherever they are, or is it that by Pinkaina, the karka on which these metatlim are located, that then you're able to be kaina? But if it's not located on it, so then you wouldn't be kaina. That's called svurim letocho. Do they need to be on the actual piece of property where you're, which is what you're using for the kinyan akav, in order to be transferred together with the property? So we tried to bring Raya yesterday. We ended up showing it was from the whole Maisa on the ship, where they were needed to be mezakeh it, and it's apparently they were giving the mokum, mokum muskalo, so that would mean it had to be the same mokum, and we said, no, that doesn't prove anything, maybe over there. We were just trying to make it convenient so that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have to rush there, and Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't have to rush, and that was the whole problem. So we got five lines down, up to Toshma, so we're still looking for proof as to whether you need Svurim Latocho or not. Toshma, the Omar Rava Bar Yitzchak Omarab, Shnei Shtarote. There's two different dinim of Shtarot in terms of the determination of whether the Shtar is Nikna automatically. Can you change your mind from the before the guy gets the Shtar? And so on. So there's two different sets of dinim. Suppose a guy who owns a field, and he's trying to give it over in a sale to somebody, so he says to people, Zechu besoda zuliploni, I want you to be zeicha, and the guy is not here, so you be zeicha in the soda for him. So you do a chazaka for him. Let's say you put up a fence or something, right? You lock the door. And then I want you to also write a shtar for him. And that way he'll have a raya that he was actually the owner. So then the person who said to them that they should do this, he can change his mind even after they are kaina the soda with chazaka. He can change his mind about the shtar. And he can say, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want these guys to have a shtar, and I don't want it to get around that I sold my field, whatever his reason is. But he can't be closer on the Etzem Kinyan on the Soda. Once they did the Chazaka, and the Kinyan is Chal. Okay, how about, this is the second one, however, how about if he says that you should make a Chazaka, and it's all B'tnai that you actually write out a Shtar, so then until all of that is done, so then he's making it dependent on the Ksivas HaShtar, in which case, since he's essentially making it tonight, that the Kinyan shouldn't be chal just because he went ahead and did a chazaka, it needs a shtar. So then if he would have a change of heart, Benogea writing the shtar, which he's able to do, so then since the entire chazaka, the Kinyan, was based on a tonight that there would be a shtar, so then the whole thing will be bottle. In which case he's chozer, bein b'shtar, bein b'sadeh. V'revchia baravi, om revuna, actually, there's really three sets of shtaros that we have to address the dinim of separately. Shlosha shtarotin. So I agree with the two that you mentioned, treha de amoran, but I think you left something out. Idach. There's another one, namely, suppose the mocher wrote a shtar in advance. Bekatav lo et hashtar. So say, how could he write a shtar in advance before it actually happened? What, he's going to write that so-and-so was kaina my field, and he wasn't kaina the field. How can he do that? That doesn't matter. Why? Because Ka'ot Asher Shanino, since the Mishnah says, Kotvim Shtar L'Mocher Af Pisha in Lokeachim, that there's no problem of there being a Shtar Mecher. If the person who owns the field wants to write out a Shtar Mecher, so who's going to suffer by the Shtar Mecher? Only he is. He writes a Shtar Mecher that's Mukdam. There's nobody that he's doing any harm to except himself. So he's basically, if anything happens to the shtar, the guy could claim, well, I got a shtar that I bought it for. If he drops the shtar, he's in big trouble. Or he could show that it was sold. I mean, what's the difference if it was sold At that point, for there's another issue over here, because the problem would be that it's a shtar mukdam, and a shtar mukdam would mean that if he actually sold it before, that way the person that had a lien that comes later wouldn't be able to take it. But that's not a problem of a shtar mukdam, because we could also hold, according to the shita, that says that the edim are gufa mezakin lay at the time that they signed the shtar. So whenever that kinyan is made, it actually does take place then. So it's not a shtar mukdam either. So no matter how you look at it, you're really not hurting anybody with this, and therefore we don't care. So this case, where the shtar was already written in advance, kivan shechzik imo bekarka, once the guy goes, the word imo doesn't make any sense, and I don't think we should read it here. So once he was machzik, the other places the Rishonim obviously don't have it. They don't quote the word imo. And if it does, it just means imo in the sense that the guy was still machzik. So once he was machzik with the karka, then he doesn't need to go and get the shtar with the person's rishos. Why? Because the shtar becomes his automatically. And therefore, there's no way that this guy can change his mind about it. It's already in his rishos. How is that? How did he get it wherever it is? Obviously, the only way that he could really get it is by kinyan agav. He's on one side of the world. The other shtar is the other side of the world. So then apparently, by being kinyan this field, he was also kena the shtar automatically, but it's nowhere near the field that he was kena. So shma mina lo bina tzurim. But you see from here clearly, you do not require that shtar to be in the karka that he's going to be kena at the time that he's been kena the shtar, which shows that kinyan agav does not require the actual metaltalim that you're being kena to be on the karka that you're being kena. It's a din in kinyanim, and it has nothing to do with the physical connection of the metaltalim to the karka. Says the Gemara, but I don't think that that proves anything. Because, I mean, basically, the shtar is always connected to the land. Because the shtar is the afsira de aru. It's basically the reins. It's the reins of the land. So I understand, look, a shtar, of course, wherever it is, it comes along with the kinyan of the karka, because it is the way in which you're going to show your ownership in court, that the car, so on. That's very nogia the karka. I'm talking about, if you want to do kinyan karka of a refrigerator that's in China, you know, and they tell you, be kinyan of the refrigerator when you're kinyan agav karka. And they're pretty smart Chinese, but they're always on top of the game. So they say, okay, be kinyan of the refrigerator with I can't drink, I didn't make avdol. So to be kinyan, it doesn't give me enough time, this quick dafyomi, I must tell you. So in this case, the reason that it's nikna agav doesn't prove that you'd be kind of refrigerator in China, because the refrigerator has nothing to do with the kinyan of the carcass. Maybe it's different. No, says the Gemara. Obviously, that's not the point. Because Reb Chiya Bar Avin, when he finished saying over this din about the third case of shtar, he said, you know, this is like a perfect example of the din of kinyan agav. So, I mean, if you're saying that the whole idea here is that it's being nikna with a typical agav because of shtar b'chazaka, so obviously he's saying it's not because it's considered to be attached to the land, it's that this is the normal din of agav. That's the point. Shma mina. So look, there's no way out of this one. Obviously, you could see from the whole Reb Chiya, what every Reb Chiya said, lo be'ina tzvurimba, shma mina. This is 100% a raya that kinyan agav does not require the physical presence of the object that's being transferred to be on the karka. Next question we had, benogeh the dinim of agav, ibayli, mi be'inan agav, olo. Do you have to say that I want you to be able to be kinya these metatalin agav? Or do we just take for granted? And if a person is kena karka at the same time that he made a deal on metaltalin, that would be, without any further stipulation, it's included in the kinyan, or does it require a specific das that it should be transferred to you in this way? Tashma? Take a look at all the cases. We just had so many different cases. Can you show me in one of those cases where anybody mentioned anything about saying agav? I challenge you. Go ahead. It's not a single case where it says one word about v'tikne et ha-metatlin ba'agav. Nothing. Did Rabbi Akiva say anything? Did Rabbi Gamliel say anything to Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Yeshua? No, we just said Muskalai. So apparently you don't need to say Agav, right? No. And also, does it say over here that he said to him, Bikaina, at all? He didn't say to me, Bikaina. How do you go without being... Every Kenyan requires that there should be a Gilui of a Das of the Makna, that I want you to be Kena. Doesn't say that either. And yet we know that you have to say Kni. So Kni be Katani doesn't say. So Ela Adama Kne, he would have to say be Kena. And it's like the old Raya that Avram Avinu was obviously wearing a yarmulke. I mean, right? It says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Would Avram have gotten up without a yarmulke? I mean, obviously not. So that's basically the same idea that we have over here. I have to tell you every last detail, and it's obvious that whatever comes along with it, this comes along with it. So, Hachinami, Hadomar Agav. I mean, it's just as likely that if Agav is an innate halacha, so then you would need to say Agav also. So, there's no raya. Halacha lemaisa, tsvuri lo be'inan. What we said before is gvada good raya. You do not require it to be on the actual property, but you definitely do need for there to be a gilui das, that I want the kinyan to be chal with the kni, and I will need it to be chal with be'agav if I want it to be chal be'agav. So agav ukne be'inan. Ibailo. Now the Rebbe looks extremely relaxed. Too much relaxation is dangerous for the absorption of the daf yomi. One has to be fully alert and involved and zoriz ahagdim. This week you don't have any excuses either, because Ari is leaving you alone. Ibrahim, Soda b'mecher, u'matatlin b'matonamah. I understand if what we're talking about over here is one act, right? So it's I'm doing a sale. I'm doing a sale of the lawnmower together with the house, right? Okay, but suppose there's two completely different issues over here. I want to give you a gift. I want to make a sale. And lemaisa, it's to the same person. So is the point of agav that because it's the same kinyan and I'm selling two things and metatlon is part of it, or can it be two completely different deals? I want to give you a gift of a cake, you know, and I want to sell my house to you. I want to leave you some kugel for Shabbos together with the sale of the house. So can I do that with agav? This would save the Rebbe a lot of trouble. So if we can do that with agav, then the kugel would suddenly appear in the Rebbe's house. B'chora, if it's a Kenyan agav, right? So that's the question. Mao, is agav chal even in such a situation? Toshma, but that was the maisa that we just had. We had the beautiful story of being stuck on the ship and how are you going to transfer the maisa? It said, Isa sheni atid lamun notun liyoshua. He's transferring that b'matana, obviously, right? I mean, that's a gift. By definition, it's a gift. He's the Levi. You're giving a gift to the Levi. And mikomo muskarlo. Now, you did a deal. What's the deal? For one penny, you rented him the area where it is. No. So one thing was a sale, so to speak, the rental for a penny, formal sale. And the other thing was a gift. So you see, they don't have to be associated. So obviously, shmamina, it doesn't matter. You can do two completely different types of transactions. One is a matana, one is a mecher, and that has nothing to do with the type of kinyan that's going to be kinyan. If you're kinyan the mecher, you're kinyan the metatlin. Okay, how about another question? Now, the question is like this. Okay, we've already established that the things that you're transferring don't have to be on the field. Fine. We've established that they don't have to be part of the same transaction that was taking place for the field. Good. But they might still have to be done for the same person. In other words, could I have you, let's say, be zocher for someone else with the agav that you're taking a binkena from me, a field, and at the same time be zocher in this refrigerator for somebody else? How about that? I mean, then it's not part of anything. It's not part of the same transaction. It's not sovereign in the same area. And it's not for the same person. So, I mean, agav seems to require some element that connects the two things. I mean, so if it's not the person and it's not the placement and it's not the transaction, so could it still be agav? Mao. Tashma. Well, we had this on the boat also, because Rabbi Gamliel also, when he was talking about the Meiser Ani, so what does he say? Isur she'ani atid lamud, notun la'akiva ben Yosef, kedei she'yizkebu la'aniyim, u'mekomo muskarlo. So what happened? He is renting a place to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is going to be zeicher in the Meiser Ani for aniyim. No. So then the rental is to Rabbi Akiva, that's one transaction, one individual, and the schus, which is a matana, is to other individuals. It's been given to the aniyim, and it's given as a different transaction. So that means there's nothing that has to connect the metaltalin to the karka at all. Seems to be a clear riot, right? Not necessarily. Because how do you know that when it says muskar, it means muskar to Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it means it's muskar for the aniyim to be zocha. I mean, after all, Rabbi Akiva was the gabbai, right? So he could actually rent the place, not for himself, but maybe it's for the same person. So that doesn't prove anything. Or I could tell you something else. I could tell you, bringing a raya from Rabbi Akiva doesn't prove anything. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva is considered to be basically the representative of the aniyim, because he was the gabbai, and he was the yad to the aniyim. So if you rent to him, so by definition, you're renting it for purposes of transaction to the aniyim. So that doesn't prove anything. So that, we still don't have a raya to. Omar Rav. Loshanu eloshanatan demei kulam. So the question over here is, we said that you're kena, but do we mean that you're kena automatically even when there's no money that you had paid? I mean, I understand if you do meshicha, so obviously if you do meshicha, so then you're kena. And whatever it is that you did the meshicha on, you're kena, and then you owe the money. That's the whole point of the meshicha, right? But Agav is not the same as Mashiach, because, I mean, the Etzem Kinyan that you're doing is on something else. It's on the Sada. So in that case, would I say that Agav is the equivalent to Mashiach to be Mechayev you moment, or it's only the act of acquisition? But it's not Be'etzem good enough to take the place of something like Mashiach where it's yours, and now we'll talk about paying for it. Here, he never said be kaina by taking these metatlim into your rishos. So be kaina by taking a son into your rishos. So it could be that the person is not gamer das. I mean, why should I let you take all my metatlim just because you paid for a field? That's another $100,000 worth of stuff over here. So therefore, Rav has said the truth is you're not. This halacha that it's transferred automatically with Agav, lo shana lo shenatan d'mei kulam. If you didn't pay for all of that metaltalim, then you're only going to be kind of those things that you paid for. And lo kana ela keneged ma'otav. And in fact, the Braisa points this out. Tani kavasi d'Rav. And this Braisa is beautiful, putting together the advantages and disadvantages of all the various types of kinyanim that we spoke about until now. So we have yofe keach hakesev. You know, in one sense, Kesev is more powerful as a general kinyan than shtar is. And yofe keyach shtar mikeyach kesev. There's other elements in which shtar is more powerful than kesev. Let me explain to you. Yofe keyach kesev, because you can use kesev for pidyon meiser, sheni, for pidyon hakdeishes, basha inking b'shtar, because the Torah specifies in both of these kesev, in both of these cases, kesev. V'natata b'kesev, v'nasana kesev v'kamlo. On the other hand, shtar is yafa in that a shtar is motzi b'bas Yisrael. First of all, you cannot be motzi an isha with kesem. You can only be motzi an isha with a get. And yafa, masha inkein b'kesem, masha inkein by kesem, as we showed before, that, you know, that was the whole story we had before, yom kesem machlis, kesem motzi, fine. But now, if you compare money and a shtar together with a chazoka, and what would that be? Ah, so actually, kesev and shtar are better in certain ways than chazoka is, and chazoka in certain ways is better than both kesev and shtar. Yofikach shneihem, both kesev and shtar are better than chazoka, because as we saw before, you could be kena an eved ivri with kesev and with shtar, but you cannot be kena an eved ivri. We saw before, we had the pasuk, that we had a pasuk for shtar, and we had a pasuk for kesef, but we never had any kind of right. You can use chazaka for an eved ivri, so therefore, mashen kim bechazaka. On the other hand, chazaka is more powerful. Why? Because consider the fact that if, let's say, you sold somebody 10 different fields in 10 different locations. It has to be a location on the same planet, as we'll see. You sell somebody 10 fields on the same planet, so then if he's zocher to one of them, he's zocher to all of them. But this is also true. Now, this should be similar to what we said before, as Rava said. If you paid for all of the various fields that were in Cana, so then you would be Cana with Chazaka. Now, okay, why wouldn't you Cana with the Kesef if you already paid? It's not a kasha. I mean, we saw before that if you're in a Mokum where the norm of Kenyanim is always with the Shtar and there's no Gemir Stas until there's a Shtar, so then you wouldn't be Cana without a Shtar over here with the Chazaka. There's a lot of discussion. I'm going to be showing you why aren't you going to Kesef. But the point is that if, and this is exactly what Rava was saying, right? So basically, Rava was saying that in a case where one thing is being nikna because of the fact that something else was being nikna, it's not going to be the same as Mashiach, where the focus was on this kinyan, and therefore there was already an agreement to do this kinyan, and mamela you could pay later. But over here, the focus is on the kinyan that you're making, which is field number one, or in the case of Agav, the property. Okay, so this shows that Rava is right, that in a case where we're talking about not the primary transaction, so then if lo natan lo demekom, lo keneged mo'otav, which is word for word, what Rava said legabe agav, and this is basically an example of the same conceptual, obviously it's not the same, but conceptually it's the same. Misayei le'le Shmuel. Now l'maisa, this is also a riot to something that Shmuel said, because it seems to take for granted Shmuel's din, the Omer Shmuel. Machar lo eser sadot be'eser medinot. Let's say you sell somebody 10 different properties in 10 different countries. Kivan she'ichzik b'achat me'am kanat kulam. If you did a chazak on one of them, you did a chazak on all of them. So Rav Acha, brother Rav Ika, says, yeah, I think that this is very clear. I'll bring you a raya, just logically. Om Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika, you should know that for sure this is true. Because Teda, Ilu Masalo Eser Behemot B'Avsar Echad. Let's say, we've had the word Avsar twice tonight. So suppose you went ahead now and you gave a guy 10 animals and you hand them over and they're all tied to one ring. So he says to him, go and be Kainan. Wouldn't he be kind of all of them? Even though Lamaisa, even though he's just pulling one of them, because since they're all together with this one ring, so Mamela, it's the same idea of having here we have 10 separate animals and then we have 10 separate fields. So you'd be kind of. Amrulay, I understand that's not the same. Over there, that's because they're all connected to the rings. Me dummy, asem, you good to be yaday. Over here, ain't he good to be yaday? Here, they're not connected at all. So I understand how you bring a raya. Or Ikari Amri, others say that, no, it actually, it was a step further. Om Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika. So Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika said, you should know that it's not Kaina, and that Shmuel doesn't make any sense. Because let's say somebody gives over to another guy 10 behemoths with one officer, and he said, be Kaina this one. But would he be Kaina the other ones with the ones that he did this one? So you might understand, it's not the same. Hatam gufim uchlakim. Over there, each animal is different. But I told you that this halacha of bin kena eser, it has to be on the same planet. Why did I tell you it has to be on the same planet? Because if it's not on the same planet, you'd be right. If you want to be kena a field on Mars, and you want to be kena another field, you know, on Pluto, you want to be not so enochinami, then these are separate, like separate animals. But here we're talking about on the same planet, Sadna the Arachadu. One planet is connected. They're all connected. Every piece of that planet is connected to every other piece of that planet. So it's the same thing as basically the idea not of Gufi Mukhlakim, because the fields are not Gufi Mukhlakim. They're just arbitrarily called Gufi Mukhlakim, not different. The animals are different. Okay, and then what did we see at the end? So at the end, we said it was the inverse, sort of like a mirror. Hello? So Zokekinat HaNechasim. So we said at the end, this was the mirror image. The mirror image is that in the same way that the karka is kinin metatlim wherever it is, the metatlim, because you can make a, there's a chiyuv of a shvua on metatlim, let's say by kesimot b'miksas, or you have an eid echad, there's a din of shvua on metatlim, but there's no din of shvua on karka. But if you're going to be making a shvua on the metatlim, so then there's zokikines on a chasim, this is called gilgul shvua. Gilgul shvua means that we have like the rolling idea of a shvua that includes in it things that otherwise you're not normally supposed to be mechayev someone a shvua for. Amar Ula, how do we know that such a concept exists? Minayin legilgul shvua min haTorah. Where does this come from? Shenemar, because we know by Sota, it says, V'yamra ha'isha, amen, amen. What's these two amens? So the Kohen makes her swear, Imlo satit, tachat ba'alech, and then uvo ha'mayim ha'ma'orim ha'ela, and so on. So it says, and she says, amen, amen. So the Mishnah explained, what's the amen? Amayim omeret amen twice. So she's saying, amen Allah, amen Allah shvua. First of all, there was the shvuat lo satit. And then there's the amen that if you were, so then this is what's going to happen to you. Amen imi ize, amen imi miishacher. I never committed adultery with anybody. Not this guy that I was alone with, and not any other guy. Not any other guy means even someone that there was never any kinui for. Rebbe. No kinui. So how can you make a shvua where there was no kinui? It's only kinui that's b'chayev a shvua. So you see that once you're chayev a shvua, we roll over to chiyuv of the shvua. We roll it over to include things we're not chayev. Amen. Shalos satiti arusa nisua shomeret yavam knusa. I was never in any way adulterous, not while I was in Arusa, not while I was in Asua, not while I was a Shemer Yavam, not while I was Knusa. Knusa means I was Yavama, that was already Nichnas into the Rishus of the Yavam. In no cases was I ever Mizan. Now, how does this show Gilgul? So let me ask you something. We say, I never was Mizana as an Arusa. Explain to me what the case is. What do you mean it's an Arusa? What? He was Mekaner while she was an Arusa? And he said to her, don't be alone with so-and-so? And he's giving her now the Mayim HaMa'orim to drink as an Arusa? That's ridiculous. It says Beferish in the Mishnah, Arusa v'shomeret yavam, they do not drink lo shatot. They lose their ksufa, but they definitely do not drink, even if they had had a kinui. So they're not able to be shoysa, because the Torah says specifically that they needed to be actually tachat isher. They needed to be married. So that doesn't count. Okay. Tachat isher chomarachman of Alek. Ella, so what's the case? He gave her kinui, don't be alone with this guy, while she was in Arusa, and then she was alone with him when she was in Arusa, but now she's already married. No, that's not going to work either. Because mibat kela, the warder in this case wouldn't help her, because she is tachat isher. But the problem is that this guy was not allowed to sleep with her, and if he did, and he had to in order to be able to be mashke anyway, as the Gemara remember ends up saying, that it has to be that the one that first her husband had slept with her before this guy had slept with her anyway. So if he hadn't slept with her, he's not going to be able to be mashker. And if he did sleep with her, the water isn't going to work. Why? Because he wasn't allowed to sleep with her. Because she's already becheskes yisur to him because of this, the fact that he'd been mekaner and she was in his teret. And since the Torah says only in the event that nikah ish mi'avon, only, says the Torah, if the person, the male, didn't do anything wrong, so then he could give the water. But b'zman shem yish menukam avon b'ayim b'ot k'nes ishto, But if Eina Ish Menucha Mi'ovan, if he was already over on a Nisr, so then his wife cannot be checked by this Mayim. So that can't be the case either. Okay, so what happened? Obviously, the only way that she can be told that you have to agree that you never committed adultery, not as an Arusa, and not as a Shomeres Yom, so on and so forth, is we're talking about maybe years after the fact, right? She never got any kinui, and there was never any stira. And the guy says, you know, I've become very suspicious of you lately by your recent behavior. How do I know you weren't screwing around while you were even engaged to me? Engaged meaning Arusa to me, right? So he can make her swear on this. He never was mekana her. So you see from here that clearly there's a din of Gilgal. Have all you day Gilgal. Okay, fine. So I see that there's a mocker for Gilgal Shvua when it comes to Isser. Saita, after all, is a question of whether she's Asura on him. But how do you know that this is true even about Momenus? I mean, you're saying that here we're talking Kedush, we're not talking about Saitas. We're talking about Dinim of Momenus. So how do you know that if you had an argument with somebody about how much money you owe him, and there might have been mikzas where there's karka plus metatalim involved. So how do you know it can be megalgal the shvu onto the karka just because we see it by iser? Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel, it's a kal v'chomer. Look, consider the fact that a seita, if you came with one witness that says, I saw her alone with so-and-so. You can't take her to the Beis HaMikdash, right? We learned that out. Remember back in Seita, we learned that out from Gzeirah Shavah. And nonetheless, we can be Megalgal based on when he does make her swear, Momain, which is much more likely to be Chayev Shvuas, because it's Nitan Li Tava Be'edachat. The whole thing that you're Chayev to swear is if you have one witness, even though one witness cannot be Mechayev you Momain, so... But one witness can be Mechai of you. It's the Chol Ovain, that's true, right? But certainly, to be Mechai of you to make a Shvuah, he can be Mechai of you. So, Eino Din Shem Megalgalin, isn't it obvious that it's easier even to be Megalgal? Okay, but I mean, that's because Ashkecham Vadai, that's because when we're talking about monetary claims, we're talking about claims that you know about. Because the main claim, let's say, in a case where you're going to be chayav d'oraisa, a shvuah, the main claim is where you have a serious claim. You say, I know that you owe me X, and you have one witness. Or I know that you owe me X, and the other guy agrees that he owes you half of X. Right? Those are the two cases of d'oraisa. But in both cases, the person who's being chayav the shvuah knows precisely what he's about. In other words, he says, I know for a fact you owe me this money. But we have dinim of shvua where we're megalgal a shvua without your knowing. For instance, if partners break up, you can't force a guy to take a shvua because, well, I just want to make sure you never mess me over. You can't say that. But suppose there is actually a case between you and you do have a tviya. So now, can you say, well, maybe you messed me up with something else. I want you to swear you never messed me up. How do we know that you can be megalgal shvua on something where you don't have any real basis to claim that the guy owes you money? Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, I understand. I mean, isn't that the whole point of a seita? You don't know that she slept with the guy. The whole idea over there is you're saying that you can be megalgal shvua. You know, I suspect you since I see your recent behavior. Now I want to know how you were treating me while you were in Arusa. So, okay, so you see, mamish from the case of the Seita, that you can be megalgal shvuah even on a suffix. So why are we asking this question? So both Rashi and Tosfos say, you can't bring a raya from a Seita to that, because the whole din of Seita is where the shvuah is by definition a suffix. That's the din of Seita. So if you're going to learn out that there's a Gilgal, which is similar to the Iker Shvua, that makes sense. But you can't apply that to Momon, where the Iker Shvua is obviously only where you have a serious claim, not a frivolous claim. You can walk into court and say, take a Shvua that you didn't cheat me. Well, what are you talking about? Why do you think I cheated you? Well, you're going to have to bring proof, right? So how do we know that you can be megalgal by bringing a raya from a type of shvua where the entire nature of the shvua is to be mavar your suspicions about your wife's adultery? So therefore, how do we know that you could even besafek be megalgal a shvua? Tanya, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Yomer, I'll tell you how. Because look, we find that there's a din of a shvua that is stated bichla, all over, wherever it is. Anything that has to do with b'mitzas, eid echad, wherever we have a shvua. You don't go to the Beis HaMikdash for a shvua. Okay, so we have all of these dinim, which is bachutz, outside of Beis HaMikdash. Then we have a special case where we have a shvua inside of the Beis HaMikdash, namely, the case of the Seita. We're coming dafka to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen makes the shvua, and so on. So we just saw that in the shvua ha'amura bifnim, the Torah treated the suffix exactly the same as the vadai. So in other words, it doesn't matter. We're talking about making the Seita's shvua, even though he has no raya about the way that she acted while she was in Arusa. And Af HaPikein, it says Amen, Amen. So then if that's the case, it means that shvuas are the same, bein mebifnim, bein bebachutz. Af shvuah ha'amura bachutz, so we've now begun a beautiful new excursion into a whole new world. The mirror image of the dinim of Agav Karka. This is dinim, so to speak, of Agav Metaltalin. That is to say, we are being megalgal. And surprisingly, we're back to women again. The entire thing is learned out from the dinim of Saita. So in all, if somebody, where would you find the dinim of Gilgal Shvua? Obviously, in Nashim, like all of these other Kenyani. Okay, Rabosai, a wonderful way to set off a new week. Hinei El Yeshua Si, Eftach V'lo Yavchad, and may we be Zeicha to Slicha U'Mechila, if you're going to be going to Slicha soon. Have in mind everybody and all of Klal Yisrael and the kibbutz of the kibbutz Goliath, and we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Now, Brucey's all up in arms over here about what time tomorrow.
I'm fine with normal time, but I was just asking a question for others.
Okay. Is there anyone that has a problem with normal times? No. We're okay. I mean, I'm sure Barnea's got a problem, but thank heavens his mic is not working, so he can't say anything. He can just wave. You guys got to be friendly. You see, there are ways of controlling the biggest terrifying monsters. You just take away their mics.
Rev Kaplan's fun.
That came in okay. So a very good thing to do before going into Slichas is to remember that tzedakah tatzil mimavas. So it's a very good thing to be giving tzedakah. It could be any tiny little bit of tzedakah. Don't think that you're supposed to support the whole world. But tzedakah, let me know if it's too hard for you to get online, or if you're too frum to get online. Maybe you don't only have kosher phones. You know, I don't know what your problems are, but if you've got a problem, you can always let me know. And if you can't follow the links that were sent, let me know. I'll lay out the money for you because I love you very much. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. So I'll take care. You let me know that Stuckatatsu moment. I'll take care of it because I want to see you well and alive and healthy. Go to and may it be a good year.
Shavua tov.
Shavua tov u'mevorach.